hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning and welcome in to our Thursday Action Line, talking with Master Gardener Lynn Reynolds here this morning on the program. And we've got a lot to get into here this morning. And it is that time of the year, I would assume, that it gets very busy. Lynn, good morning. Good to have you here today.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it is a beautiful morning, and we've had a lot of rain.
Yeah,
no,
boy.
No news there, but I know it has impacted some people's gardens adversely a little bit with some of those young, tender plants. And it's and now, of course, we're in the 90s, and the soil is... in my garden, rock hard.
Is it really?
Yeah, just in a few days of no rain, you know. So that's what it can be like in June here.
So if I remember correctly, maybe the fifth wettest May that we've had on record, something like that.
Unbelievable, wasn't it? It just kept on coming. And
it's supposed to be April showers and May flowers, but it was like May showers, maybe June flowers,
and then maybe more May showers. It was hard to imagine how some of those little babies that people put in their grounds in May and in April were handling the deluge. So last week I was out at the farmer's market, and a few people who stopped by the table mentioned that they'd lost some of their plants. You know, I had a few wash out, basically. So that just kind of tells us that that was pretty unusual for our wettest May. And we hope that, you know, if people have anything specific and they want to call in, please feel free. And we've got a lot of programs going on in the month of June being hosted by the Master Gardeners.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of those. First of all, maybe tell us a little bit about you. How did you get interested in all of this?
You know, it was a bucket list thing to become a Master Gardener, and I retired a few years back, which gave me the opportunity to take that and I had just moved to Tennessee a few years before that. And so I tried to be a master gardener in Nevada and in California and in Oregon, but I never had the time. My work schedule never really allowed for it. So this has been a real privilege to get trained into the horticulture of University of Tennessee. Wonderful program. People have a lot of enthusiasm for just taking themselves a little bit deeper into their knowledge. You know, I've been a gardener all my life, but I've learned so much in Master Gardeners and continue to. I just feel like I'm just scratching the surface, somewhat to say.
Yeah. How many years have you been involved?
I am a newly minted. I was an intern last year, became officially a Master Gardener in the beginning of this year. So when I say I've got lots to learn, I mean, I've got plenty to learn. And that's kind of what most gardeners feel. It's like there's always a learning curve.
So maybe walk us through that process, since it's fairly fresh for you. I mean, someone who's never done this but has an interest, you know, a lot of times they may be a little intimidated to even get involved in that kind of thing. But kind of walk us through how that works.
So this is, I think this is a really extraordinary program that we have here in Rutherford County and probably across the whole state of Tennessee, because it's a pretty uniform program. I have a friend who's gone through Master Gardening in another state and really saw the contrast. So we have a couple of ways that people who just want more support or just love learning can get into. We have a Garden Basics program that's in September, and that's run every year. And it just gives you sort of a real gentle view of some of the good stuff to learn about gardening. And then we get some Master Gardener signups out of that program because people get a taste for wanting to go a little more and wanting to learn more.
And they get bitten by the bug, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if I'd known about Garden Basics prior to me going into the Master Gardens, I might have been one of those people that tried that first. But You know, if you're a fairly experienced gardener and you want to learn more, I'd say give Master Gardening Program a shot. It's a 4-month program of class learning and field out in the field learning, and then you do volunteer hours for the rest of the season and attend the annual. So there's lots and lots of projects going on with Master Gardeners, and one of them being coming to this, just coming and, you know, sharing it on the radio or doing the Linebaugh Library series. There's just endless opportunities. And if you just want to get your hands in the dirt, we've got demonstration gardens built all over the Lane Agri Center. We've got the farmers market tabling that we do at the Saturday markets once a month. Let's see, the Saturday market is coming up. So we have a table there one time a month at the Saturday market downtown here. And that's a great way that if you've got something going on in your garden and you just want to ask a question, mm-hmm. and you find yourself going to those. I thought I had it here. I know. So June 21st. So it's the third Saturday every month. But the Tuesday and Friday farmers markets out at Lane Agri Center. That's another little wonderful farmers market. And we have tables there. So if you've got a plant in distress, you've got a question about, a beetle invasion that you've never seen before, you're kind of wondering what the right solution is, your lawn's just looking weird, stop on by. You know, we're at those tables. And we've got a lot of great literature to hand out to people if they want it. And then we have a specialized topic conversation. It's a lecture that we give once a month. It's the first Saturday. So literally, we've got a bunch of stuff starting up this week and next week. So on the 7th, you can come by the Linebaugh Library, and we have a wonderful library series. And this month, it's going to be cut flowers, raising cut flowers. So if you're a person who's always wanted to have a cutting garden, which has always been in the back of my mind, because I kind of hate to cut all the beautiful flowers that are right in my borders, you know, of where I walk in. You can actually plant a cutting garden. And so that's going to be the focus of this month. So, you know, if that has any interest to you, it happens every month. But this Saturday, the topic will be cut flowers. And
are they always on Saturdays?
They are always on the first Saturday of every month at the Linebaugh Library, the main library downtown. And the other thing we've got going on that's starting right up is this wonderful program. We didn't manage to have it last year, and we've gotten it restarted. It's a junior gardeners camp, and it's for kids who are incoming third, fourth, and fifth graders. It's a one-week camp. It goes from Tuesday the 10th through Friday the 13th. And it's $75 per child. And it is, we only have 3 spaces left.
That's next week.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. We've got all this stuff coming up in June, and it's coming right up. And they'll learn about plants, planting. They'll have fun. It's not just, you know, they got to sit down and watch plants grow. I mean, they get to be kids out there and have a really good time. There'll be a lot of fun activities, and they'll come away with their hands in the dirt a little bit and learn about, you know, being a good gardener and, you know, a little stewardship for those little pollinators and those butterflies that we all love so much and those bees. So that's coming right up. So if you have a question about that, get in contact with us at the extension office. You can just go on our website, which is at rutherford.tennessee.edu. So that'll take you to the applications.
Okay.
And so that's one
is that a day camp?
It is. It's a day camp, and it's from 8 to noon, so it's a morning camp. And it's just a really wholesome, sweet spot for your kids to hang out in. You know, I mean, if they only want to, you know, it's for kids who like the outdoors, mm-hmm. basically. And they'll learn a little bit.
Sounds
yeah,
like fun.
I know, doesn't it?
But better get signed up if there are only three slots
That's
left.
That's right.
For that.
Yeah, and because we have a limited, you know, we keep it to a size that'll be manageable so that all the kids really get a good experience. And then yet another thing coming up this weekend, not just the Line by Library, but the Secret Garden Tour, which is a fundraiser for the Discovery Center at Murphy Springs. That is happening from on Saturday from 10 to 4, Sunday 1 to 4. And if you want more information on that, I don't have it right here, but you can buy tickets at the Gardens. And I would say, once again, go on our rutherford.tennessee.edu or the Discovery Center, and we can help you find that.
Okay.
So that's coming up this Saturday and this Sunday. And it'll be rain or shine. I mean, it won't be, you know, if it's lightning, obviously we're not going to have people wandering around in gardens, but it's wonderful gardens. It's one community garden, and I believe it's four home gardens. I've seen photos of these gardens. They're all enchanting.
So just pulled up a little extra information that I have on our website about the 33rd annual event. It's the Secret Garden Party, the Discovery Center fundraiser, as you mentioned. This has an event that is tomorrow at the home of Amanda and Senator Shane Reeves. So that'll be the that's an evening exclusive VIP cocktail hour and that kind of thing, the main event. Featuring the Five Senses cuisine, so you have to get tickets for that. You need to check and find out if you can get more information on that, though. And then, of course, you mentioned the 7th and 8th, the tour of the gardens. So tickets, explore the DC, explorethedc.org. And we've got a story we've had on our website, so if you just search up what I did, Secret Garden Party, WGNS, you'll find it. It'll pop right up there for you. And it's kind of cool to have a collaboration with all of the different organizations and be able to have a presence. And, you know, if you're going to a Secret Garden Party, Lynn, then you're probably interested in that kind of thing. And then, lo and behold, you may find your next master gardener there.
That's right. And you will see some wonderful gardens. You'll see the example of fabulous gardens. And I just feel so flat-footed that I don't have the direct contact. The party itself, as you said, is something slightly different. Mm-hmm. And it's, as you said, it's kind of a VIP thing. But the tour itself is for all of us. Tickets are, I believe, $10, and you can get them at any of the gardens that you start. And let me, I'm just trying to get a little bit better data point for you guys out there. So I'll see if I can pull that up in a little bit.
Yeah, if you go, if you
but Discovery up, Center, like the yeah, yeah, like you said,
if you wind up going to that website, you can actually see the Saturday tour and the Sunday tour.
Perfect.
And it gives you the maps of all of that and where you can go, and you pay right there from the website. So
yeah,
pretty easy
to
do.
That's great. Would you give them that website again?
Yeah, it's explorethedc.org.
Excellent.
And if you find your way there, events, and then Secret Garden Party is going to be right there in the, you know, front and center on that. Looks like there is the Billy Zimmerman home on Alora Court, Stacy and Nick Clark on East Lytle Street, the Sugar Bush Farms on Sugar Bush Court that will be featured, the Mefford area on East Burton Street, and the Murfreesboro Community Garden on East State Street.
Yeah, these are going to be wonderful. If you are listening to this program, it means you got some passing interest, I'd say, yeah, in plants. And I really recommend the Secret Garden Tour. It's going to be delightful. It's not, you know, it's small enough to not take up a whole day, and the sample gardens that we get a chance to take a look at this year are going to be great. And that's all being supported through the Master Gardeners. We're volunteering basically to work those gardens and meet and greet everybody, take tickets, that sort of thing. So I'm going to be out in one of them. So I'm excited. Yeah.
And so do you know, for someone who maybe has never gone to this, I mean, it's pretty casual event.
It's totally casual. You do it on your own time. You can go from in any order of any garden. You don't have to go to every garden if you're not, you know, if suddenly the phone rings, you got to go do something else. There's no big deal to that. All your money's going to a great cause. It's the Discovery Center, which we all know is a real gem for Murfreesboro to have for our kids and with the whole Rutherford County, really.
Sure.
And so you can't lose. You know, you're going to, and it's a, yeah, you just come as you are. You can bring kids, you know, if you've got, you know, little run around kids, you want to keep an eye on them because these are people's homes. But, you know, no problem. It's we hope to see you out there.
Yeah. And when we're talking gardens, we're not looking for, you know, tomatoes and, you know,
right.
That kind of
these
thing.
Are going to be they could
flower
be a,
gardens.
They could be a combination of a lot of things. They could be flower and food gardens. But the home gardens are probably mostly going to be decorative gardens. And, you know, it's like being inside a beautiful magazine. You get to see somebody's craft and their hard work and their artistic eye.
Yeah.
You know, and pick up some ideas to take home to our own gardens. So that is this weekend, as I said. And then we've got a big deal coming up. It's going to be the first time the Master Gardeners have ever done this, and it's called the first annual Lawn and Garden Extravaganza.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's a big word. And that is the middle of the month. That's June 14th. And that will be, so it'll be the Saturday after next. And, I mean, you could just come hang out with the Master Gardeners all month long, I'm pretty sure. And so that's going to be 9 to 1 at the Lane Agri Park. And it's going to have, it's hosted by the Rutherford County Extension, which we are an extension of. That's what the Master Gardeners are, just so those. We are the volunteer wing for the County Extension Office, and they direct us, basically. They don't just let us go run wild. They focus our efforts. And then Stones River Watershed Association is also hosting this. And it is a free event. And, of course, families, the lake, if you haven't been out to Lane Agri Park, it has a fishing pond. It's got acres of walking. It's got a whole walking path. There's a great farmer's market, as I mentioned, Tuesdays and Fridays out there. It's got a gazebo. You can sit in the shade. And it's got a bunch of demonstration gardens on how-tos. It's a lot of containerized gardenings And we're going to have demonstrations of composting, of pollinator gardens, of herb gardens, vegetable gardens, and different ways to grow vegetables. So there's all of that's going to be a part of it. But if you've got a bunch of kids with you, this is a great also open. There's a lot of open space. They can just run and have a good time. And with you, of course, keeping somewhat an eye on them. And it's, we'll have specific demonstrations on environmental approaches to lawn and garden care. So before we go out and get the big bottle, because we've got, I'm not talking about fire ants. I mean, we know fire ants are fire ants. Okay. But you know, if you've got a little beetle invasion, or you've got aphids on one of your favorite flowers, there's a number of approaches we can start with prior to going out and buying that bottle of poison. And if it gets out of control, then we stage ourselves in. You know, we observe our plants, and June is the time where we really want to be looking at our plants. We want to see how they survived all that tons of water, and how now that they're going to start needing water supplied by us, right? And they're starting to grow. You know, we've got flowers that have already come and are finishing their blossoms. So do you want to deadhead those flowers? Which means taking off the flowers that have gone dry. If you deadhead a plant, it'll continue to bloom. The whole purpose of a flower is to produce seeds in the natural world. You know, flowers are just seed heads once they're matured, they're all dried out, and then they spread their seeds around, and you know, things keep going. But if you don't want to see a bunch of dry flowers on, you snip those off, and it promotes the plant to continue to flower. So June is the time to you're going to start seeing that needing. I mean, I've got flowers that are already, you know, exhausting some of their blossoms.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, you know, the early bloomers.
Sure.
The real early spring bloomers. And the and you're going to want to look at mulching your garden, because now we're getting the drying out periods, and mulching is going to help keep the heat off the top of the soil. It's going to suppress some of the weeds, so it'll slow down some of that growth, and it's going to give your plants a cooler spot for their roots that are up towards the surface, and it'll slow down evaporation of the water out of that soil. So, you know, and it looks great. You know, you drive by those mulched gardens, they just look all spanky. You know, they look really sweet. The one thing I want to just mention about mulching, and that is you never want to smother a plant with mulch, because plants have, you know, different parts of their systems, just like we have in our body. And, you know, we use our mouths and noses to breathe, and they use the very tops of their root crowns, whether they're a big tree or a little daisy. They need a little airspace there. You never want that to be soggy and saturated. So particularly with trees and young ones, as well as old ones, when you go to mulch those trees, you give them, you know, a couple of inches of open space around their tree trunk. You don't mulch right up to the edge of that bark. That tree is, in our climate here with the humidity we've got, that tree can become prone to what's called crown rot, and it slowly kills a tree. So you see a lot of commercial mulching here. They pile it up 6-8 inches into the tree, top of the tree, you know, to the,
right.
That is promoting disease and crown rot. So you mulch them all around their open space and leave that right around the bark, you leave that open.
Okay.
So that's just a little tip.
How about,
you know,
that?
June garden tip.
June garden tip. Why don't we take a break here? We'll come back and maybe more things that we should be looking at as we make this transition from, you know, late spring to summer. The temperatures certainly feel like it as we take a look at your forecast here coming up as well. And then more with Master Gardener Lynn Reynolds here on the Action Line from News Radio WGNS. And, of course, our lawn and garden Action Line, brought to you by our friends over at the Co-op.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come see us for all your lawn and garden needs. Also, if you're looking for that great gift idea, please come see us. If you're looking for that perfect outfit or a wedding gift or baby gift, come see us at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. And if you haven't heard, we also carry the rain chains if you're looking for something to replace your old gutter or put somewhere where you can't put a gutter. Come see us at the Co-op Farm and Home Center, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. When Kristen said, okay, you know, when we're going to do the remodel, because we're celebrating 35 years, we also wanted to make it more open and inviting, so we made the lobby a lot more open. Booth seats a little bit different colors to kind of still keep it a little up to date, make it fresh. We wanted to make it cozier, make it a little bit brighter for people to see, to pay homage to where we have been the entire time. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro. If you prefer your pets small and furry, we've got you covered here at Animal City. Be sure to check out our extensive small animal department located downstairs. Here at Animal City, we are very proud to be family-owned and serving Murfreesboro since 1990. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro, Animal City.
FM 1019, FM 100.5, WGNSradio.com, the Good Neighbor Network.
Good morning in Hickman County. Still working that wreck on the interstate. It's got traffic slow on 40 eastbound at the 156 mile marker. That's a pretty good ways west of Nashville, but it's slowing down that traffic in Hickman County. Still trying to finish a wreck over here in the 2100 block of Charlotte Ave, 5600 Franklin Pike. That's a wreck that's still got traffic a little bit slow in both directions. 65 still slow, making your way northbound up through Spring Hill right now. When you need dependable towing, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
All right, let's check on your forecast here this morning. We've got some rain, storms up toward Clarksville, really hugging that Tennessee-Kentucky border. And as these showers and storms move through, we could see some here this afternoon, but not a very high chance. But tomorrow and on Saturday, we have been outlooked by the Storm Prediction Center, a level 2 out of 5 for severe weather. The main concerns, damaging winds, also heavy rainfall with some of the stronger storms, and the National Weather Service talking about anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain possible from today right through the weekend, so the sogginess continues. We have 72 degrees here at our downtown studios, 75 at the Murfreesboro Airport, and up in Smyrna, 72 degrees. And that is a look at your Rutherford weather forecast. Don't forget to check us out on RutherfordWX.com. That's Rutherford weather. So during impactful and severe weather, we're live on the Rutherford Weather Channel, YouTube, Facebook, X, Twitch, and giving you information down to the street level. You can see the radar. We've got a couple of meteorologists, Justin Bailey, who's local, who's on with us. And then, of course, our weatherology meteorologist, generally Ray Miller, will join us during severe weather. We pop on before things get going here in Rutherford County. And when we get warnings in Rutherford County, we're on radio at 1019 100.5 WGNS, WGNSradio.com. So check it out, RutherfordWX.com. That's a look at your forecast here at 844 this morning.
FM 1019, FM 100.5, WGNSradio.com. The Good Neighbor Network. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're talking lawns and gardens today on The Action Line. Our program today is sponsored by the Co-op and also powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications, that's MTE's internet company, delivers fast 99.99% reliable fiber internet to homes and businesses. Find out more at mte.com/internet. And we are talking about lawns and gardens today. And Lynn Reynolds, Master Gardener, is here with us in studio. We had a question on text here. Kind of want to play off of that, Lynn. Before the break, you were talking about mulching and on around new trees to leave an area for them to, you know, breathe. And mm-hmm. I'd never heard of it that way. But the question in essence is they had planted trees a few years ago and didn't know better and put all that mulch really up high, you know, thought mm-hmm. that was going to hold in moisture and things of that nature. Is it too late to do anything about that? Should they worry about this dry rot that you mentioned?
Yeah. No, it's not too late. It's such a simple thing. All you little take your toe and kick the mulch away from the edge of the tree. That's
it.
That's the technical term. And so all you need to do, you're just opening up around it. It's just to prevent rot at the crown. The trees breathe, of course, through their leaves. But that area there needs to wants air around it. It doesn't want to be moist and goopy all the time. The roots want the water. And so the mulch purpose, and it's good for mature trees as well as new trees. New trees obviously are, you know, struggling through a different, you know, there. But even a big mature tree, now granted, a big mature tree has roots so far down we can't even imagine if it's been able to establish beautifully. And it adds stability to the bigger the tree gets, but it's seeking water. What you're doing by mulching around a mature tree in addition to all your plants is you're giving the water chance to soak in before it runs off, soak in before it evaporates off. So mulching works for everything. Mm-hmm. That's how it benefits things.
So it's not a bad thing.
Oh, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's something not to overlook. And then some of the side benefits on some mulches, they're better at weed suppression. You know, some of them really hold back any grass type weeds that want to pop through. But the primary purpose and the great purpose is that it helps the water retain itself in the soil and percolate further down before it starts evaporating and running off. So that's the huge benefit of mulching.
It's kind of like a water pack, you know?
It is. It's you know, and when you see those, they built those water packs for a reason, you know, was to try and keep that water there to give it a chance to get down instead of out, mm-hmm. you know, and
down helps it to establish and
get to
grow
the deep,
in strength
and help the roots get deeper. You mm-hmm. know, they're going to seek that water out and keep going for those nutrients in the soil. So so that's some of the things. If there's any other,
got one more here.
Oh, good. Yeah.
One more quick question. And this is about the wet spring that we have had. So wet spring doesn't always mean a wet summer. So did the spring help us when we are in, you know, like July and haven't had rain in 15 days and it's been 100 degrees? Or is that surplus of rainfall, does that just kind of like not matter that much?
Well, I'm not an expert, so I want to preface this. But when your top soil is dry, you know, a couple inches down, your smaller plants, root systems, and again, this goes back to why you want to plant certain plants and not others. You know, some plants are going to drop those roots down 15 inches. So they've got all that moisture to draw from that's been percolating down in mm-hmm. a wet spring. Whether or not that soil is going to be wet from our springtime in July is very unlikely. I mean, you know, it's a process of slow evaporation. And so I'd say, you know, you can't count on this May carrying you through the summer at all. Depending on what kind of grass, how high you cut it, all those kinds of things. If you've got a lawn, you're going to need to do, you know, regular waterings. You want to put in 1 inch of water. You know, you don't want to dry it off, but for, you know, 1 inch of water a week for turf, maybe all you need. It's questionable how much more you need. And some of that is based on the kind of fescue or turf that you put in.
I guess there's always, and maybe many people do this, overwater. I mean, you can't,
you know,
can you overwater?
I would say that it, you know, on lawns, it's, I think there's a lot of overwatering on lawns. Probably not so much in the flower bed stuff, but people, you know, if they're overwatering anything, it is likely their lawn because they don't want to risk it getting, you know, yellowed out at all. But instead of overwatering, you might cut back the watering to that 1 inch a week level, and you can get that easily. You know, you can stick something out on your lawn that captures water. You can get a little rain gauge that costs practically nothing. You can get them, you know, at the co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And you stick that in the middle of your lawn and just see how much water is coming off that sprinkler. When it gets to an inch, you're good to go, you know. And
otherwise, you're just wasting your water
bill
money.
Well, you pretty much are wasting your water if you're overwatering your lawn. And what you'll notice is your lawn's growing super fast and you're having to mow it more. So one of the things that helps a lawn hold on to its water is how high you cut. So if you give that mower a chance to cut a 5 or 6 or even 7 inch lawn instead of a 3 or 4 inch lawn, those blades retain water. And they help that lawn establish deeper roots. They say the height of the grass is the depth of the root, right? So if you're always mowing it down to this, you know, luxurious sort of 3 inch mow, you've got short roots. And short roots means low water retention. So, you know, do yourself a favor. Next time you mow your 3 inch lawn, make it a 4 inch lawn. And then after that, make it a 5 inch lawn. And, you know, it feels great under the feet to have a nice velvety lawn, and it'll be more water retentive and a little more drought tolerant. But don't cut off the spigot. I'm not telling you not to water your lawns or your plants. June's also a good time for starting to watch for bugs, as I mentioned before. Last year, we had a good June bug invasion on our little weeping Chinese cherry tree. And I mean, they were practically the whole tree. You know, when we shook it, they just fell out.
Wow.
They rained out of there. And that's literally how we controlled them. We just rained them into buckets and we got rid of them. And this year we're keeping an eye on it because now we know that tree is an attractant. And so we're checking it for that that first bug or two that we see on there. So this is the time of the season where we're going to start to see all our little pollinators out there. They're all starting to hatch, and you're going to see some of the ones that you don't want to have hatching. So keep an eye on your plants. Just walk through your gardens. Keep an eye. You see a chewed up leaf. Take a look under it. Take a look around it. See if you can figure out what it is. If you don't, bring it to us. Take a nice picture, close-up picture, or the leaf itself, and bring it to us at one of those tables at the farmers markets.
Sounds good. Hey, one more quick question here, and then we'll take a break. And Lynn talked about so many events coming up in the first half. And if you joined us and we're trying to get all of that down, stay with us because we will end the program with just kind of a brief, quick rundown of everything that's coming up here, especially in the next few weeks. But this question was person 5689 went to Gatlinburg over the last weekend, and the cicada sound was deafening. Are we expecting cicadas here in Middle Tennessee?
Well, I think we get cicadas seasonally.
Sure.
Whether we're due for that big hatch that we had last year, my understanding, I'm a newcomer, I haven't heard anything about it, so I can't really answer to it. But what I did hear, and this is just Lynn talking, is that it's a cycle that comes every several years.
This is a different brood, I think I remember reading somewhere.
So you think it's a different type of cicada?
And kind of really East Tennessee into the Carolinas.
That is a really different ecosystem over there.
Yeah.
It's higher elevation. It's colder in the winters. It's so it really does have a different ecosystem. And that may be the case of why that they have that happening, and they're having it happen right now. You know, sounds like early,
yeah.
Late spring, basically.
And apparently they said the animals, they did kind of a lot of trail walking and things of that nature while there. And the animals seem to really enjoy the cicadas, free food.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, it is the circle of life, right?
Yeah.
You know, so the cicadas, you know, they got their purpose, annoying as we may find them.
Yes, absolutely. So Lynn Reynolds joining us here. We're going to go over all of those events and a lightning round of that when we have a few minutes left here on the Thursday Action Line. Lawn and Garden Talk today, sponsored by the Co-op.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. Classes start June 11th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Something amazing is happening in networking. Organizations are scaling with less stress. That's because CDW is designing and implementing intelligent HPE Aruba networking solutions that simplify and secure operations. With automation at the center of your data center, growing pains can be a thing of the past. HPE Aruba Networking and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/Aruba.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Sean Wright is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. It also happens to be his birthday, but Keith Bay is the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club winner, so congrats to both of them. Sean Wright receiving flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and gifts. So Lynn Reynolds with us this morning. We spent a lot of time in the first half hour or so talking about a lot of events coming up. And Lynn, we've got like a minute and 40 seconds here. So why don't you tell us dates, times of some of the quick events, maybe the ones coming up soon.
Absolutely. So this coming Saturday, we have two events. The first one is a fundraiser for the Secret Garden Tour. And it's called the Secret Garden Tour. It's a Discovery Center fundraiser. And that's Saturday the 7th, Sunday the 8th, and Saturday from 10 to 4, and Sunday 1 to 4. And you can go on to the Discovery Center's website, and they will, you can get tickets there. You can also get tickets at the gardens. And on the website, you'll see the list of our gardens. And the other thing we have coming up on the 7th is the Linebaugh Library series that we do once a month, the first Saturday, and it's on cut flowers and cut flower gardening, and that is at 10 a.m. on the second floor at the Linebaugh Library. The other thing that's coming up next week is a junior garden camp. We only have three spaces left. It's for ages incoming third, fourth, and fifth graders. It starts on Tuesday the 10th, and you can get applications. You can go on to rutherford.tennessee.edu if you want to get one of your children signed up for that, or a grandchild. And those are the big things happening. And then the following week, on the 14th, we have the first annual Lawn and Garden Extravaganza out at Lane Agri Park. It's a free event. It is going to be, there'll be tours and demonstrations of all kinds of gardening. And you can bring your whole family. And it starts on at 9 a.m., goes to 1, and come on down to that. You can just drop in.
Sounds good. Joining us today, Master Gardener Lynn Reynolds. And don't forget, if you missed part of the show, the podcast will be up shortly. Coming up next, it's Dr. Bill Krause with Dr. Brian Terry.